One of the interesting things about being a pastor is that I talk with people about a lot of different things. And one thing, though, that I hear not infrequently is, I wish I could hear from God. I wish I could hear from God. I just wish that God would speak to me. You know, I'd hear stories about people and they hear the voice of God and I just don't know what that sounds like. And I can remember when I was a young man and I was, you know, I was praying for signs and I was praying for God to show me. I remember I was out on a camping trip and there was this beautiful girl. And I went, God, if that's the girl that I should marry, Lord, there have been some different shooting stars. And Lord, I just want one right here. And that's how I'll know. I'm giving you 2 minutes, Lord. It's a long, long 2 minutes. And I waited. And I waited. All right, Lord, you got 3 minutes. No. I saw a shooting star over here, a little one over here. And I went, all right, Lord, I guess I don't know what this means. And pow, right, huge, best one I'd seen all night, like 15 minutes late, right down the middle. And I went, oh, what does this mean, God? How do I know what you're trying to say to me? Right? And so I feel like there's a lot of people in that place. God, how do I know what you're trying to say to me? How do I know what you're saying? And so this morning, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 together. 2 Timothy chapter 3, we'll start reading in verse 14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Hang on, he says, verses 14 and 15. As for you, so you'll notice it starts with a but, right? Verse 14, but as for you. The reason it starts with this but is because it says in verses 12 and 13 that there are evil people and imposters who are deceived and being deceived and deceiving others. But as for you, he says, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it. Continue in what you have learned and how from childhood, from being a little kid, you have been acquainted with the sacred writings that which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. He's saying, look, don't be deceived. Don't deceive others. Don't be confused. But remember the stuff that you've been taught since you were little. Timothy, I know that other people, they weren't aware of these things when they were little. It took them until much later in life before they heard these things. But you, Timothy, you were trained from a young age. You were shown the Scriptures at a very young age, and you have grown up in them. You have learned them from me. You have learned them from others. You've learned them from your grandmother and from your mother. You have read the sacred writings, and which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. In fact, he says, verse 16, all Scripture is breathed out by God. All Scripture is breathed out by God. It is the words of God to us through the Scriptures. You see, that's the crazy thing about when we go, I just can't hear from God. How would you hear from God? How are you expecting to hear from God? Well, maybe there'd be this voice or something in my head. Why would you expect that? What is it that you're expecting to hear from God? Don't you know that God speaks to us? He breathes out the Scriptures to us so that we might receive them. Right? All Scripture is breathed out by God. In fact, in Romans chapter 15, it says this: "For whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Isn't that awesome? He said, may you love each other so well, being so united with Christ, that together with one voice you glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And how is it that we're supposed to do that? It is through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures. Right? And for all of the stuff that was written before, he says, all of the stuff that was written in the Old Testament, that was written before, you know, the Genesis and Exodus, Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy and all that, those really old books. All of those were written in former days for our instruction, so that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. That we might have hope. We might have anticipation of the things that God is doing. We might have expectancy that God is still working in us, that He is speaking to us, that He is communicating His love to us. In fact, in Luke chapter 24, Jesus is walking with a couple of disciples. They don't know that it's Him, but He is. He's walking with them. And it says that they have all these confusing, they don't understand what's happening, right? He's walking with them and he's going, "So what's going on, guys? Can I walk with you?" They said, "Yeah. Yeah, you can walk with us. But we're just discussing about all the stuff that happened, you know, back in Jerusalem." "What stuff?" Jesus, "What stuff happened in Jerusalem? Really? You didn't hear about Jesus and all the stuff that Jesus did?" And Jesus is going, "No, tell me about this. What are you talking about? All the stuff that we thought, all of these things about Jesus, then he died. They crucified him." And Jesus says to them, he says, "Oh, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself." Isn't that awesome? Jesus gives them an awesome Bible lesson. He just starts with Genesis and he works his way all the way through the entire Old Testament and says, look at how God was speaking to you through the Scriptures. Look at how God was explaining this stuff to you so that you would know what would happen. And didn't Jesus, the Christ, have to suffer according to the Scriptures? Don't you see how the stuff that just happened with that Jesus you're telling me about fulfilled the Scriptures, all of them? And they went, "Whoa! That's incredible. That's incredible. You're right. All of the Scriptures have been pointing to this very thing." And then he leaves them and they go, "Wait a second. That was Jesus." But you realize that they are understanding and getting it, not just because Jesus is talking to them, but because of the Scriptures. Right? Now, I would raise my hand. Would anybody like to walk and talk with Jesus for a little while? "Yes, please. I have some questions." What do you think Jesus would do? If you went walking and talking with Jesus and said, "Jesus, I don't understand these circumstances and these things that are happening right now. I suspect he would do this. He would walk you through the scriptures and, using the scriptures, explain to you the purposes of God. And the reason that I think that he would do that is because that's what he did. He didn't say, oh, well, I happen to be Jesus, and let me explain to you what happened. I died and then I rose again from the dead so that you might be saved. No, he instead brought them through the scriptures and left before they realized it was him. And he taught them through the scriptures. So back in 2 Timothy, now it says all scripture is breathed out by God. All of the scripture from the Old Testament to the teachings of the apostles and the writings of the epistles, all of that stuff is written down for us. It's all God communicating to us, right? So that Jesus has promised to the disciples, you will write these things down, and the Holy Spirit will lead you to write these things down, just as I have taught you. And then we have in Second Peter. It's going to take me just a little bit longer to find stuff than usual because I have more things to look up this time than I. When you're talking about Scripture, you just have a lot of things to look up, I'm afraid. So 2 Peter, chapter 1. Peter says, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Right? The Bible is not fairy tales. The Bible is not cleverly created myths. It's not fancy stories or compelling narratives. He says, we didn't follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, it said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven. For we were with him on the holy mountain. We were eyewitnesses to this stuff. We heard it. We saw it. We didn't hear it and then pass it on to you. We watched it happen. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. He's saying, look it, we were eyewitnesses. We saw it. We were right there. And how do we know what happened? How do we know the significance of what it was? It's because of the scriptures that were written beforehand that reinforced the things that we saw. So that now our eyewitness experience of it reinforces also what we have read, and we have passed it on to you. And now we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, that thing to which you will do well to pay attention. Right? So pay attention to the scriptures. Pay attention to the things that we are telling you about as we write it down. Because this is the thing that gives us light when we're in a dark place, when we are confused, when we don't know what to do, we don't know what's going on, we don't understand what's true and what's not true. It is the scriptures that illumines the situation so that we can understand it. It was the scriptures that illumined the situation for those disciples on the road to Emmaus when Jesus was with them. It is the scriptures that illumined to Peter and the other disciples when they heard these things. It put it into context and it made sense to them. The Holy Spirit shows them these things through the scriptures so that they will understand it. And now we too do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts, knowing that, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. It was not that somebody just sat down and went, you know what, I think I'll make up a story. Nor did they sit down and look at it and say, I'm pretty sure I know what's going on here. I'm going to write it down because I'm pretty smart and I've got it figured out. I do that sometimes because I am pretty smart and I do have it figured out. And so people come to me and they ask me questions and I tell them, this is what I think you should do. This is what I think is going on here because I'm so clever. This is not what's happening with the scriptures. It is not somebody that is giving you the best of their wisdom, the best of how clever they are. But instead, it says, for we know that no prophecy of scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. And so when in 2 Timothy, Paul is writing and saying that all scripture is breathed out by God, this is what he's talking about. That is, that the Holy Spirit carries men along as they are writing the scriptures. So that it comes out sounding like them. These men are not in a trance writing things down with some mystical power. They saw it, they observed it, and they are writing down what they have seen and observed and understood. But it is through the power of the Holy Spirit through which that God is actually speaking through the words of men. Each word coming out exactly as God has intended it to be. Yes, using the man with his thinking and his personality to write it down, but each word coming out exactly as God has intended it to come out. So that it is not the man's own interpretation, but it is God-breathed, the scriptures being given to you through the Holy Spirit. So if instead we, you know, are listening for some sort of inner ear voice, or some sort of vision, or some sort of sign, how do we know whether or not that is from God? How can you tell? What can you see? What can you know? Unless you go to the scriptures, right? Now, that's not to say that God never uses visions, that he never uses some sort of voice or someone speaking to you, but it is always, always through the scriptures. I have had people give me wise counsel before. And I went, yep, that's what I need to do. How do I know that it was wise counsel and what I needed to do? Because it was informed by the scriptures. Because it wasn't something that they were making up. Not their own interpretation. But wise, mature Christians informed by the scriptures saying, this is what God says about this. In 2 Peter chapter 3, in verse 14, it says, therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation. Just our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom that was given to him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. How are we supposed to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? We are supposed to pay attention to the scriptures, those written by Paul and those written before Paul, those written by the disciples. Not twisting them, not making them our own, but understanding what they say. Right? So some people's favorite pastime is to flip through the scriptures and find verses that they can pull out and say, see, I told you I was right. And we have to be careful not to do that. Not taking the scriptures and twisting them and trying to use them for our own purposes. I get so frustrated in conversations when people are throwing scriptures at me. And there are some people that have spent a lot of time twisting scripture. Because they have an agenda, they have an opinion, they have an idea of what they want it to be, and so they take the scriptures and they twist them for their own purposes. And they pick out the verses that seem to say what they want it to say. And the reason that it frustrates me so much is because it takes so much time to correct it. Because you have to go verse by verse. Yes, I see that you pulled that verse out of context. But you cannot understand it that way. Look at what the context of that paragraph says. You have to read the whole paragraph. You can't just read one verse. You have to read the whole book. You can't just take out one little part. You can't just take one little section of Scripture and remove it from the whole and interpret it apart from the rest of it. You have to take all of it together and understand Scripture by Scripture. And understand it in context. And what is the author trying to say? Not what do I wish that it said. But this is God's means for speaking to us. And it was written down and recorded, and now we have it. And can have great confidence in what God is speaking to us because it's in the Scriptures when we are reading it rightly. So now back in 2 Timothy, it says in verse 16, all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable. Right? So the first question that people ask is, how can I hear from God? Well, through the Scriptures. Well, why? Why am I hearing from God? What's the purpose of hearing from God? All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. The reason I think that people are asking, how do I hear from God, is because they're confused. They want instruction from God. They really want to do it right. God, just show me what to do. Just tell me what to do. So that I will know. They desperately want to please God. They desperately want to do it right. They want to do it well. And so they want to hear from God. And so here are the Scriptures. Because the Scriptures, all Scriptures are breathed out by God and are useful. They're profitable for teaching. For instructing us on the things that we need to know. The things that we should know. We are instructed by these things so that we will be prepared to understand them, right? It informs our thinking. There are lots of people out there that want to tell you about the things that they think or the things that they think they know. But we go to the Scriptures and we say, okay, what is the Scripture teaching us? And we look to the Scriptures to confirm or deny others' teachings. And we look to it to see what we should know and what we should do. It's profitable for teaching. It's profitable for reproof. You know those times when you're doing the things that you maybe shouldn't do? Those times when you're not quite on the right track. Somebody has to call you up short. Say, Travis, that's not okay, man. You can't do that. You need to go apologize for that. What? I don't know what you're talking about. Look at what the Scriptures say. Look at what the Scriptures say. Yeah, okay. Sometimes it's not somebody else bringing the Scriptures to us. It's just us reading them. Have you ever found yourself reading through the Scriptures and going, oh, no. I knew it. I have to repent. I have to go apologize. I have to change the way that I'm doing this. I'm going to have to change my priorities. I'm going to have to change the way that I give. I'm going to have to change the way that I talk. I'm going to have to change the way that I behave. I'm going to have to change the way I interact with others. I'm going to have to change the way that I pray. Because you're reading through the scriptures and you read it and you go, oh, that just hits. For me, sometimes it's you read through things like the fruit of the Spirit, right? And you read about gentleness and patience. But the scriptures are profitable for that, right? It's really easy for me to justify when I'm not reading the scriptures. When nobody's bringing the scriptures to me. It's really easy for me to justify. Now, I was tired. I was just tired and a little hungry. I'm always cranky when I'm hungry. I was just tired and hungry. And so I snapped. I'm just sort of a grumpy person. I just am given to this kind of behavior. That's just who I am. So you can take me or leave me. And then you read through the scriptures and you go, that's not how it is. The follower of Christ is to be patient, kind, gentle, faithful, loving. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for correcting our thinking. I love people who know the Bible well. Not the ones that are taking the scriptures and twisting them to their own purposes, but people who know the Bible well. And so when I stand up here and I say something very wise, I'm sure, and then afterwards they say, you know, that doesn't really fit with the scriptures. Then I have to get up here and I apologize. Every week the other pastors and I get together and we talk through the Word together. And we say, this is what I'm seeing here. And all three of us have had occasions in which we have been corrected by the others because the way we read it was just not right. Where I read it and I say, this is what I'm going to preach on and I'm really going to let them have it. And then they say, really? Yeah, totally. Just going to let them have it. But that doesn't fit the context. What? But it says, no, I see that it does say that. But that's not the point, is it? But it's the point I wanted to make. I think they could use this point. Yes, but that's not what the scripture is trying to communicate here, is it? No, I'll go start over. Rewrite the sermon. But do you know how great it is to meet with those guys on Thursday afternoons and have to rewrite the sermon on Friday than to stand up on Sunday morning and preach it and have one of you come up to me afterwards and go, that's not what it says. Having already preached it? But the scriptures are useful for correcting. For correcting our thinking, for correcting our understanding. For showing us this is who God is and this is what He's trying to show us. For training in righteousness. How should we behave? How should we be? So that the man of God may be complete. So that the man of God may be complete. Yes, Jesus has already died on the cross to forgive us of our sin. But now we are being completed for every good work, prepared for every good work. All of the things that God has given us to do, everything that we are to do in life, God is preparing us for that. But when we read the scriptures, when we have questions, when we wonder, we go to the scriptures. When we're preparing, when we are training, we go to the scriptures. If you want to do something well, you have to train for it, right? Whether that something is piano, or painting, or mixed martial arts, you have to train if you want to do it well. If you want to serve the Lord well, if you want to go through life well, if you want to live well, the Scriptures are where it's at. The Scriptures are where it's at. I would preach, I was telling somebody this morning, I would preach, even if I didn't like anything else in 2 Timothy, I would preach through the whole book just so that I could preach on these two verses. Because it is that important. That God speaks to us through His Word. That we can trust it. That it is sure. That it is perfect because He has done it through the Holy Spirit. That it is useful for us. For our training, for our correction, for our reproof, for our teaching, so that we might be complete for everything that God has prepared, is putting in front of us. There's nothing else. We don't look at other books that people have written and see, okay, what does this look like? We're not reading books on how to listen and hear things, or how to observe things in nature and know what God is trying to show you. Or no, He speaks to us primarily through the Scriptures. And the Scriptures are how we know and validate anything else that we hear. It teaches, it corrects. This is where it's at. And so if you are wondering why you're not hearing from God and you're not in the Scriptures, may I just beg with you that you read the Scriptures. Because this is God's way to communicate with us. There is a great hymn called How Firm a Foundation. And the first verse goes like this. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus has fled? The foundation is laid for us through the Scriptures. What more could God say to us that He has not already spoken to us through the Scriptures? So that now, having all the Scriptures pointing us to Jesus and our hope in Him, so that Jesus says, look it, they were all pointing to me, and now they are fulfilled. And then Peter says, look it, it happened, and we watched it, and everything was written and pointing to Jesus, and now we are writing and confirming that it happened, and we were there, and we saw it, and everything points to Him. And when we go to Him, we have salvation in Him, made sure by the Scriptures. Let's pray. Our Father, I pray that You would give us a great desire to read. And Lord, would You open the eyes of these people that they might understand. That they wouldn't twist the Scriptures. That they wouldn't be confused by them. That they wouldn't be difficult to understand. But Lord, would You show them Your love? And would You reveal it as we read together? And as they read alone? And as we speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, as we bring the Scriptures to one another, Father, we just pray that we might be completed for every good work. And You might be delighted. In Jesus' name, amen.